Black rock, black rock t-shirt. Black rock, black rock t-shirt.
Hey everybody, what's up? What's going on? Just wanted to start out by saying hello. How are you? I have really felt good lately when people have been sending me messages saying, hey man, that's cool, I like your podcast. Or like, you know, stuff like, you're funny, man. You know, that makes me feel good. Also, people kind of referencing some of the funny, stuff that has been said in the first two. It's been cool, you know, that's been fun. And also, I had one hater so far that everybody knows around here. And so I decided, you know, hey, I think people missed that. So I did a little screenshot. And of course, I thanked him because I know he listened. And I know that if you're one of my haters out there and you're listening, I'm a lover of you. I don't hate you, okay? I don't hate anybody. I'm trying to think if there's somebody out there I hate. Nope. I have had disagreements with people over the years around here. There are some people that, you know, they don't like what I'm about. They don't like that I take sometimes like a strong stance on a subject, or I guess a lot of it has to do with music. You know, it's never been in my best interest to really like lay it out on the table and say, I don't like this band. And I have to admit something too, you know, a lot of times when I'm talking about this stuff, I don't really give stuff a chance right off the bat sometimes. Like I remember I had a student a long time ago who loved David Bowie, and I said, well, I don't like David Bowie. I love David Bowie now. You know what I mean? I like David Bowie's one of my favorite singers and writers. You know, he used to do this thing where he would write a bunch of cool words on a piece of paper and cut them up with scissors. And then he would throw them into a hat, and then he would start the song, and then he would pick a word out, and he'd say, okay, I have to put this, I mean, that's cool. David Bowie, I miss you, you're cool. There's a cool Instagram, I think it's called Lego David Bowie, or Lego Bowie, or something, but this guy takes a little Lego, a little caricature of David Bowie, and he puts it in weird places, and around the country, it's pretty cool. So, you know, I know haters are out there. I think I always kind of got a kick out of how I react to haters, you know, or how I did when I was in my 20s versus how I react to them now. And occasionally I still catch myself getting sucked into their game when really the right answer is, if you're hating on me, sometimes I don't even know if you're joking. Like maybe that person on Facebook was just joking around when he said, like, do the world a favor and, you know, shut my stupid mouth. I mean, that could have been him just being funny, you know. And of course, I just answered, no, I will not do that. Because you need me and I need you. So anyway, we started talking, we're here at the Grind Roasters today. We're on location and we're having some artisan coffee. I'm not sure if there's any lavender. I think there probably is some lavender floating around the room. I'm having some keto creamer in mine that is top secret, so you didn't hear it from me. It's made with coconut oil, but it's good. And I am concerned about my heavy cream intake with the Gav versus Jev fitness challenge, which you can come see the midway point, July 27th at the Big Bamboo. I will be performing with my band. You know how people always say, like, this is my dog and this is my band. That dog is his own person. You can't see the dog, but there's a dog there named Benji. But in the band I will be performing with, we have a wonderful, wonderful pianist named Gary. We have a wonderful, wonderful bassist named Andy. And we have a wonderful drummer who I don't think has played the drums on Hilton Head before. His name is Kyle. Oh, Kyle there. Kyle and I are from the same state. And we're going to be opening the show, and then at midnight, there will be a weigh-in commandeered by Narlena. I don't know if you guys know much about Narlena, but her real name is Selena. Selena Kang. You might know her if you grew up on Wild Horse or Gumtree Road. Selena Kang, she used to have a massive afro. Now she has a massive business, Selena Kang Jewelry. She's married to my brother, Fartface Gnarly Gav. And we will be going toe-to-toe, and that's July 27th, Big Bamboo. Now, had a wonderful conversation in here this morning, and I'm going to try and put my twist on it. The conversation went kind of like this. I am upset at the direction that our town is going in. And maybe I agreed, you know, maybe I thought, okay, you know, we do have to, I mean, we all kind of benefit from the tourist business around here. I know that in order for me to be doing what I'm doing, or have been doing for a really long time, that, you know, there's a lot of people that want to chill out and they want to get taken back in their minds to maybe when they were 20 years ago and they came to visit Hilton Head and they heard Hotel California, which I think is an unbelievable song, or Sweet Home Alabama, which, you know, these are good songs. So I think that for me, there's always been this kind of, I'm on the beach playing music. I mean, how much better does it get, you know? I mean, or, you know, we were playing in the bar. I grew up playing in the bars in Hilton Head. In the 80s, we started our gigs around here at this sweet place called Nick's Golden Q that was a poop hole. It was like a local dive bar, and the guy gave us a shot. Nick had pool tables in there. You know, some nights there was less teeth in there than others. And we used to play, and we had these band names. Some of you guys might remember Vendetta. Yeah, that's a name my dad came up with. We are Vendetta. Yeah, that's pretty weird. We were also White Heat. These are some of the band names. And we played kind of like obscure covers. My mom would come in sometimes and like blow us off the stage and then leave. And, you know, my dad would say stuff like, we got the coldest beer in the whole town, you know, he was doing some marketing there. He was doing some branding. And then we became the Daily Planet. And the Daily Planet played original music. Some original music, you know. But, you know, back to this thing about, like, the direction of Bluffton, for example. I don't know. Like, I'm not really in too much of a position to take a hard stance on what's been going on here, you know, with the growth. I do think that some of it, I do think that most of it is good. But, you know, did we need a super Walmart here? I mean, I don't know. I go there sometimes, I hate to say it. I bought some, like, incesticide for this bagworm epidemic I was having. But I didn't know where else to go. There was nowhere else to go and get this stuff unless I ordered it from Amazon. And after Walmart, what's the more evil move? Amazon? Probably. So anyway, I think Walmart is a creature comfort. I think it's just not something that I kind of think is synonymous with Bluffton. Like, I mean, if you go, this conversation I had with this wonderful gentleman this morning, we were talking about Alljoy, and he was saying, you know, that Alljoy, that's Bluffton. I think he said he'd lived here 10 years. And, you know, I grew up here, and I used to date a girl. I used to date this girl, Meredith Mercer, back in 1986. We both had our heads shaded on one side, had the like hair over, you know, she had it too, man. We were people thought we were like twins or something. And we were boyfriend and girlfriend for 10 months. And she used to live down there on maybe like Estill Beach Road or something like that, or Crystal Beach. I think that's a really cool little area, you know, down there. Like, even if you have ever gotten on your bike and cruised around and gone down to Pine Island, you know, it's pretty awesome. Like, when you're going down and you're kind of cruising around, and then all of a sudden it opens up and you can see the salt marsh, and then I think you're seeing the river on the other side on your right, and then you cruise on to Pine Island, and then you just, and then there's so what are you doing? There's dead end. You turn around. So then you head back to Alljoy. That's pretty cool. But I've always kind of thought, you know, it's kind of like there's this canopy. You know, you guys have been, maybe some of you guys haven't. Maybe you're listening right now from Ohio. You know, maybe you're listening right now from California, or maybe you're listening right now from New York City. But Alljoy has the Alljoy Landing. It has the Bluffton Beach, which, you know, you'll see some people out there with their metal detectors, or you'll see some like locals hanging out, like maybe like, you know, like hanging out. There's a big oak tree on the right. And there's some houses that kind of face the beach over there. But I think the whole mentality down there is everybody kind of looks out for everybody else down there. Everybody knows each other down there, mostly, I would say. There's some like hardcore localism going on down there. And as Bluffton gets bigger and bigger, I think there's a lot of like disdain for what's going on. And my stance on that is that, yeah, sure, some of it might be happening too quickly, but first of all, I don't really have much of a say in it. I mean, because I haven't voted like I should. I haven't been voting. Do you vote? Is voting a good thing? I think it is. I think a lot of people say voting, you know, my vote doesn't matter or whatever. Well, you know, now there's a super Walmart here, so how you feeling? And, you know, I don't think we want Bluffton to turn into, I think we want Bluffton to be, you know, like places like V55, you know, the establishment that John Rinaldi owned there for a while. And I think Calhoun's is kind of the same kind of thing. It's like a small, is it called a speakeasy? Is that what this kind of places are called? And then next door you have like Woody's, you know, you have Captain Woody's, where, you know, you can get a good piece of fish in there. You want a good piece of fish? Hey, you want to come down here and get a good piece of fish? You know what I mean? Get over there. Then you got a place like Mi Tierra, you know? You got local kids working in there. This high school kid was working in the other day. I think his name is Michael. Hey, man, if you're listening, you're a funny dude. You were funny. I know I came off. My wife has told me I was being weird. And I think he thought I was being weird, and I was. But we made friends at the end. The dispensary is another kind of place where, you know, people, locals like to hang out, cruise up there in their golf cart, you know, with their dog or whatever, and, you know, what I think is going to happen around here with all this growth is I think that if everyone does what they say they're going to do around here, which is support local, like if you need some graphic design work done around here, who are you going to call? You going to call Charleston? Hope not. You going to call Savannah? Why? There's people here. Ask a local. You've got to find a local and ask them if you need a band, or if you need a web designer, or if you need, for a big project, we got big hitters around here. You know, we have the stuff. We got the right stuff. Sure, there's some of the wrong stuff here too. I mean, but I do think that, you know, we were talking about culture, which is something that I've always thought I would love to talk to an old, you know, maybe an older Bluffton damsel or gent and ask them, you know, what is the culture of Bluffton to you? Is it the river? Is it the mud? Is it the fact that you can go, did you pick oysters here? I mean, what's your name? Who are you? Did you fish? Did you grow up shrimping here? Did you enjoy music here? I mean, was there good music here, or what, or has it always been kind of, I mean, was there beach music? Was there a shag band in Bluffton? Because that's the South Carolina state jam. That's our state. That's what our state's known for is the shag. And I want to know, did you have a shagging wagon in Bluffton? You know, I mean, were there parties where there were shag band? I mean, even if there was a DJ, like I remember one time there was a DJ. Some of you guys don't remember this guy. His name was like Tony or something. And this dude had the sickest mullet. He had a mullet really long in the back though. Like the party was going on for a long time back there. And he had like all these gold chains on. And, you know, I mean, in Jamaica, there's a lot of DJs. So my thing was when I saw this dude for the first time, I think I saw him at Pepper's Porch. And I thought, man, this isn't cool, man. This isn't live music, you know. Well, but it was. I mean, he wasn't playing a guitar, but he was part of our culture here in Bluffton. And he played beach music. And you would have, and the coolest thing to me about that type of event was you would have people that grew up here that were maybe in their 50s or maybe in their 60s. Or even, I've seen some people get down around here that were in their 70s. I'm talking about get down. Good time, get down. Bluffton town, dancing. I'm talking about like cutting up a rug. You know, and I'd never seen shag dancing before. And if you've never seen it, just check it out. It's pretty cool. And I think that kind of culture is disappearing from here. And somebody, I know you're what you're saying right now. Jevons, go start a shag band. I don't know if that's my thing. I don't know if that's, you know, and I think there are a few bands around here that play like 60 Minute Man or I love beach music, but I think that I don't know if that would go over well today, because now we're starting to talk about what actually works. And that's where the conversation with this fine dude, that's where it was going. I said, hey man, you know, that's cool. He was doing some woodworking. He's done some amazing work locally, not telling you who it was ever. I'm not gonna ever admit who I was talking to here this morning, but it really kind of gave me, it was kind of inspiring, and it was a little, wasn't depressing, it was kind of just getting real, you know? You know how people say, like, man, I just want you to be real. And I think what we were getting at was we were trying to get to the truth. We were trying to get to Bluffton. We were talking about Bluffton art. We were talking about Bluffton culture. We were talking about Bluffton architecture. We were talking about codes. And these are all just kind of things that I don't know a whole lot about. I mean, I've seen a lot of egrets on a canvas. And I think that if I was vacationing here from Michigan or Wisconsin, I would probably maybe want to buy some of that art. And if I went out to hear music, I would probably not mind hearing some familiar music, you know? So I think there's an argument there with survival. How do we survive here? You know, somebody said to me the other day, you know, they heard the Not From Ohio song. You know, have you heard this song? It's on my channel. Just scroll down. Oh me, oh my, oh, I'm not from Ohio. We from Tennessee, or we're from Pennsylvania, or we're from Indiana. But a lot of people do come here from Ohio, and I think we need you to come from Ohio. You know, and I think it's a positive thing. I do think, and there's a lot of people that moved here. My wife moved here from Ohio. I mean, thank you for moving here, honey. I love you. But I think there's also sometimes people think, and I might think this sometimes too, that, oh man, I should just maybe, you know, do more of what they want, they expect. I think this is the big question. How much of my art are they gonna be able to ingest before it starts kind of getting to the point where it's like, okay, but I came here to eat fried shrimp, you know? Or I came here to hear, you know, like some Jimmy Buffett. Okay, the Jimmy Buffett thing. Like a lot of musicians are kind of, and you know, I guess the thing, the conversation we were having was kind of like, you know, I think with music it gets kind of hard. It's tricky. You know, is Jimmy Buffett, is that the theme music of Hilton Head Island? Is that our guy? And I think there needs to be more people on Hilton Head thinking about what is the culture here? What can I do? I'm asking you a question right now. What can you do? What can you give us that if you grew up here or if you've lived here or you're local, what can you show us as a tourist? Like what are we going to show the tourists? Are we going to give them 100% of what they expect, or are we going to try and give them 20%? Like I want you guys to inject local flavor into our lifestyle around here. You know, I think that it's hard you know, when you drive around Hilton Head, you know, there's a lot of codes. There's a lot of, like, you can't have a neon sign, or you can't have something out of the ordinary. You know what I think is really cool about Hilton Head recently is the new Gullah Geechee Trail. Is that what they're called? The neighborhoods. Like, there's one called Stony. And shout out to Cultural Affairs on Hilton Head. Hashtag Culture HHI. You know, shout out to Jen. for trying. I think if we all just maybe... if you believe in something, take the plunge. You know, we love where we live. I love this place. I need to go to the beach more. I tend to go to the beach more when it's cooler outside. I like to go down there and just like to look into a tide pool and say, wow, look at all this stuff in here. There's a little shell. There's a little, like a little, like a, the cruncher plate from a stingray or something might be in there, or a shark tooth or something, or just, you know, like a little hermit crab might be, like the little microcosm in there. I love it around here. And I've also felt like I've tried for a long time, you know, to give people a song like Born in the Low Country, you know, to tell everybody what was my experience here was, you know, growing up, going to the beach, riding the beach cruiser, you know, bleaching my hair, you know, being at the beach, you know, and then we would go home after being at the beach all day and we would come back at night and we'd ride our bikes back and we, you know, we would meet people. I think meeting people, I like to meet people. I like to talk to people. Last night at my show at Caligny, you know, I'm there every Sunday night doing this kids show, and I kind of like to go out and, you know, start a conversation with somebody. Where are you from? You know, I've always thought that was so cool. Like, where are you from? You know, and I know there's some of you guys around here that are like, you Yankees need to stay up there or whatever, but I'm a Yankee, you know, I'm from Pennsylvania. Yes, I've lived here 36 years, and I feel like I have as much right to create local art, you know, or support my local friends and their businesses as anybody does, you know. I mean, I always try to go, there's a local hardware store here, you know, there's Anchor Hardware, for example. I think that's what, I know that's what it's called. And I do try to go there first if I need, you know, like a rake or a shovel or something that I don't think the Home Depot or Lowe's might have. I'm trying to think, you know, I don't eat McDonald's. I don't eat Burger King. I don't eat Arby's. I'm not hating on you if you do. I know you're busy. Sometimes you got to go get that roast beef with that barbecue sauce from Arby's, not Harby's. That's weird. But, you know, I know that people like chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A. Like, everybody's saying how much they love Chick-fil-A. I mean, that's, I don't know. Sometimes you got to treat yourself. You know, I think that. Yeah, sure. Go eat that 6-piece or whatever. Just don't do it every day, maybe. I don't know. Try not to. Do you care about yourself? Is this the part where we talk about caring about yourself again? Probably not. We're talking about buy local. We're talking about support local. And we're also talking about be a local, you know? Like one of my buddies around here says, you know, hey man, if you see a piece of trash, pick it up. You know, yeah, that's cool. There's a lot of natural stuff happening around, like with the turtles nesting right now. You know, if you're digging a hole on the beach right now, fill it up. You know, make sure those turtles have that cruise, you know, landing strip for when they come onto the beach. Stop it. That wasn't funny. The dunes are important. They're beautiful. If you ever go down the beach when the sun's like setting down there and you just watch the wind blowing that stuff, that's relaxing. You know how some people have this little, they have a little thing in their house and they have a little, it's like a little like, it's kind of like a terrarium, geranium, plutonium, something like, it's a little, they have sand and they'll have some rocks and they'll maybe have like a little plant life there or something. We have that here. It's live though. Go down there and check it out. Just like when you go down to, not necessarily Bluffton Beach, I mean, but you know, like if you go down just to a dock, like the local dock down here, go down to Wharf Street, you know, where the Bluffton Oyster Company is, and check it out. Like there's huge trees down there, and then you can walk down there and, you know, you can just hang out down there. You can just sit around down there. You can watch, you know, like the song says, you can watch a shrimp boat go by or something. You can watch people go by tubing. And, you know, I'm sure everybody, you know, knows where the sandbar is. If you don't, that's kind of cool. You know, when the tide drops, people go hang out there. And sometimes I think they have, sometimes they've had, I've seen pictures of local businesses out there doing like a thing, you know, like they'll do like a party. They'll do like a, they're just like, it's cool. They're doing, or like I've heard one time they had a band out there, you know? And I wonder to myself sometimes, should that happen every year or should more people be doing that or whatever? But I think supporting local is something that can sometimes be difficult. Sometimes you have to go to Target, you know? I think if you're a business owner around here, maybe you could explain to people, hey, you know, this wasn't made in Malaysia. This wasn't made in Indonesia. This is made by a local dude, and that, or a local dudette. Sorry. You know, just like when you hire a local electrician or you hire a local woodworker. I mean, you have to do that. Everybody does that already. And maybe that's something we could talk about in the future, or maybe we could talk to a local woodworker or something, or somebody that maybe does art on the side. You know, maybe they build cabinets for a living, but on the side, their side hustle is like wooden sinks or something. And what the amount of work that goes into that. And I think as Americans, we want to get paid. You know, I think Americans want to get paid. You know, I mean, you know, F-150s are expensive. I mean, if you want an F-150, that's living the dream, right? You got the F-150, you got the GPS in there, you got the Bluetooth in there. It's big, it's loud, you feel powerful in that car. The seats are nice. Thank you. The seats are really nice, and some of the seats probably heat up. You know, in the wintertime, it does get cold here. If you're a local artist, try to squeeze out one thing that really screams low country to you, or screams Hilton Head, or screams Bluffton. It doesn't have to be all of it, but I think that's what I've had to come to terms with. People have said to me over the years, you're going to be famous. You are going to be famous one day. And, you know, I play with a bunch of guys around here, a bunch of music people around here. And they're always like, man, look where we get to play. On literally sweeping sand off the stage. You know, you're literally out there breathing in salty air, which I'm sure is good for you. You know, sometimes you got to cover up. Sometimes you got to put on that gator thing around your neck and thing on your face, whatever, because it's so hot. But, you know, if you're griping about, you know, businesses, big business coming in here, what are you doing about it? What are you doing to combat that? What are you doing to give us a slice? You know, if they're coming down here and they're going to go, you know, and they're going to go support a chain, what kind of slice of the Lowcountry are you going to give us? And I guarantee you, if you just try, someone's going to take notice. Maybe you have a local business, you'd like us to come over and do the podcast at your local business. We will. We'll do that. Set up shop. We're set up right now at a local biz. We're having some good coffee here, you know, at the Grind. You know, the more the merrier. There is, you know, like the other day I posted a picture of the Corner Perk. I went to the Corner Perk, which have been big supporters of mine. You know, they Josh owns the Roasting Room, and Jordan Ross books the Roasting Room. And without Jordan Ross, without the Corner Perk, I would never have been here. I mean, these are two great local coffee places. Check them out. You can go in here, and you can just go stick your nose right up to the where they're roasting the beans. If you ask, I'm sure it's cool. You know. Places like the Sippin' Cow, places like, you know, places I like to go, you know, where I can see my friends there, you know, like when I walk into the Sippin' Cow and I see April, you're like a Bluffton icon, you know what I mean? I'm trying to think, you know, of some other kind of iconic, like people I couldn't do without in this town. You know, a lot of these people aren't really business owners. Maybe they're teachers, or, you know, I'm trying to think of some of my people. You know, maybe you're like an investment banker. I think you know who I'm talking about right now. Everybody is. There's a lot of support out there. If you have a dream, I say, don't give up on the dream. You know, sometimes you might have to give your thing away for free for a while. And can you afford to do that? I think you can. There's so much cool magic that goes on at some of these places where, you know, local people work, you know, and go in there. Don't forget us. Don't forget to let us support us a little bit. This has been JevCast number 3. Thank you, team. And thank you, Bluffton. Thank you, Hilton Head. Thanks, Mom. Thanks, Dad. If you believe in something, thanks. We're going to have some guests coming on soon. Talk to you later. If you have any questions, drop me a line. Make sure to subscribe. Black. Rock. So that's easy.
Rock. T-shirt. Black. Rock. T-shirts. T-shirt.
Thinking, you know.